Welcome to God's Healing Power, an outreach of Words to Heart Ministries with Bible teacher Kimberly Lemler. The Word of God is filled to overflowing with promises for healing and wholeness in every area of our lives. Pastor Lemler shares this life-giving word in our weekly teaching program, touching hearts and lives all over the world. We're glad you're with us today. And now, here's Kimberly.
Hi, welcome back, and today I'm going to answer one of the questions I received recently regarding healing. You know, I have ministered to people from all over the world, from all denominations, from all faiths, from all walks of life, and one thing I hear from people is that they believe that God gives them cancer, or that He gives them diabetes, or some other sickness or ailment. So many churches teach this, and yet you will not find one instance in the Gospels where Jesus made anyone sick. You won't find it. It's not there. So if your church is teaching that our Father wants you to be sick and bear it for His glory, or if you grew up believing this and you've heard it somewhere on TV like I have, then please stay with me so I can teach you what the Bible really says. Why did Jesus come? Well, first of all, Jesus said, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." And that tells us that He came to do the will of Father God. And He also says this in Hebrews 10, in John 4, in John 5. So we know that God sent His Son to do God's will and for a special purpose. In 1 John 3:8, the Word says that the Son of God was manifest so that He would destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to set us free. He came to set us free from sickness and disease. He didn't come to give it to us. And yet people say that God gave this to me and that I have to suffer with it. Or if someone dies early because of a sickness, that God called them home early. God didn't call them home early. He doesn't need anyone home early before they have lived long on this earth and fulfilled their mission. We need to get a hold of this. We need to start interpreting the Bible correctly and not allow anyone to teach us out of their traditions. Let's let the Bible teach us. Now, in keeping with the same train of thought, I received a question from someone who asked this. "Dear Pastor, I've had many different battles over the years with sickness. Right now, I have very painful arthritis in my hands and back, and also have diabetes. My church teaches that this is my cross to bear, and that Paul suffered with an eye disease, and it was his thorn in the flesh. I have believed this all my life. My parents believed this. I recently saw someone on TV teaching that God is willing to heal me, yet I have a hard time believing this. Can you help?" Signed, Anna. Well, Anna, first I want to say very strongly and with a tremendous amount of scripture to back me up that God wants you well. He loves you and does not want to see you suffering sickness in your body. What your church is teaching you about having to live with sickness as a thorn in your side is really a slap in the face to Jesus, who went to that cross to take away your sickness. Isaiah 53 is clear on this. The Bible says that you were already healed, and that word healed comes from the Greek word sozo, which means to make healthful, to make whole, and that includes spirit, soul, and body. Now we can either believe what the Word says about healing and receive it, or we can live in pain and misery and reject what Jesus did for us on that cross. And He did that for you and for me. Now, Paul's thorn in the flesh is falsely taught that God allows us to get sick in order to teach us. If that were true, then everyone who has suffered from any disease, they're all spiritual giants. And all would have gone happily further and further into sickness, and some even to death, never attempting to get medical help and never praying to get well. Now, how many Christians do you know that have happily received sickness and disease and refused to get help? Well, I can't say I know too many. Now, I've known some that decided that they wanted to go home and be with the Lord, that the battle was too hard for them. But most people go to the doctor, they do whatever they can in order to get well. Now, there are two main errors concerning traditional and not biblical teaching of Paul's thorn in the flesh. Number one, that God sent a sickness to Paul, and that sickness was a terrible eye disease. And number two, that God refused to heal Paul. Well, these teachings are both false. So here's what the Bible really teaches about Paul's thorn. In 1 Corinthians 12, 7-10, the thorn in the flesh was a messenger of Satan. That's what it says there. Sent to buffet Paul. To buffet means to deal blow after blow. The word messenger is the Greek word agelo, and it's translated angel 179 times and messenger 7 times. It's never translated disease or physical infirmity. And that angel is not one of God's angels, it's one of Satan's angels or his demons. The messenger buffeted Paul, or dealt him blow after blow after blow, wherever he went as he was preaching the word. He was doing God's work. Paul's body did suffer, yes, and after all he went through, there's no doubt that his body was a complete wreck. But his thorn in the flesh, or as we would call it today, a pain in the neck, was not a disease, and it wasn't an eye disease. So, what happened to Paul? Well, in 2 Corinthians 11, it lists all the ways that he suffered. In more abundant labors, stripes above measure, in prisons for Christ, often at the point of death, 5 times scourged, 3 times beaten with rods, 1 stoned, 3 times shipwrecked, 24 hours at sea, in journeying often, in perils of water, of robbers, in perils by the Jews, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city and in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in weariness and pain, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and in nakedness, in many infirmities. And that word infirmities is asthenia, which means a want of strength or a weakness or frailty of the body. And it also means to bear trials and troubles. It's used in the sense of sickness and disease only 2 times in Scripture, and neither of these is in reference to Paul. Paul's suffering was not from an eye disease. Nowhere does it say that. His suffering was not because of the curse of personal sin. He suffered because of his belief in Jesus Christ, and Satan was the one who sent a messenger to buffet him or to beat him up physically, emotionally, mentally, so that he would stop ministering to people. God helped him go through the sufferings that Satan inflicted. God said that when Paul was weak, God would give him the strength that he needed. God's power would rise up when Paul was weak. He didn't remove Satan's attacks because Satan is the god of this world system. We are fighting this battle in life with Satan and his 4 levels of troops as listed in Ephesians, and you need to read Ephesians very carefully. God gave Paul the grace and the strength to endure, and it only made Paul stronger. What a great testimony to God's awesome power and his lordship. The Christ who lived in Paul and lives in you and me quickened his mortal body. In 2 Timothy 3:12, it says that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And in 2 Corinthians 12:9, Paul said that he gloried in persecutions and in reproaches, in necessities and distresses, so that the power of Christ might rest upon him. And the word glory means to have dominion over. So when Paul spoke of glorifying in infirmities and persecutions, he was speaking victory even in the midst of the continual harassment and aggravation by Satan and his army. God wants you well. He said in Jeremiah that he knows the plans that he has for you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, does this sound like God wants to zap you with a disease? No, I don't think so. We need to get a hold of the truth in the Word that proves to us that God is good and sickness and disease is not on His agenda for His children. The suffering that we go through in this life can be one of four different kinds of suffering. General suffering or discomfort that everybody goes through. Sinful suffering that can be the result or the consequences that we bring on ourselves as the result of sin. Then there's demonic suffering, which is the direct result of Satan's attacks. And then there's Christian suffering, which Paul suffered in the forms of persecutions. And we also suffer in crucifying our flesh. That's also part of our Christian suffering. But suffering with sickness and disease is not what our Lord Jesus Christ intended for us to go through. You need to get the healing CD called 7 Things You Should Know About Healing. It's available on our website, godshealingpower.org. On the CD, I teach on healing, and there are prayers to pray for specific ailments and music for your worship time with the Lord. And you can also get a hold of past teachings in our bookstore on our website. Now, next week, I want to teach on moving your mountains, so be sure to be back again with me for that important teaching. Now, before I go today, I want to pray for you and speak words of life and healing to you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the listeners today, and I know so many of them are suffering with pain or some kind of illness. I ask you to show yourself strong to them. Encourage them, change their mindsets if they've been taught incorrectly regarding your healing power. Take them to the Word and reveal yourself to them. Give them a hope and a future and teach them about the weapons of their warfare that you made available to them when they received you as their Lord. Open their eyes to see and ears to hear and understand your truths. Heal them of sickness so they can testify of your goodness and your mercy and your love. In Jesus' name, amen. Now don't forget to speak your faith every day. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
You have been listening to the teaching ministry of Kimberly Lemler, and we hope you have been encouraged today. The Healing CD and other teaching CDs are available on our website at godshealingpower.org. Or you can write to us at God's Healing Power, Box 125, Bourbon, Indiana, 46504. If you are in need of phone, email, or office counseling, or you need life coaching, you can get more information on our website. Thanks for listening to the program today, and be sure to tune in next week for more on the subject of healing.